It was our grandson's two-year Christmas, and he was so much fun to watch. One day during the season, his mother unpacked the family nativity set for her and her boy to set up, and he loved it. They put up the manger and Mary and Joseph and the angels and the shepherds. They put out everyone except the one figure they couldn't find. They couldn't find baby Jesus. Well, our grandson was pretty concerned about this missing person, so Mommy told him Daddy would look for baby Jesus when he got home from the office. A lot of hours passed. Our grandson heard Daddy coming up the back steps. He ran to the door, greeted his father with an impassioned two-word question, "Where's Jesus?" Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about missing at the manger. That question from the heart of a two-year-old might be the question God is asking some of us as he looks at our lives this Christmas season. Where's Jesus? It's possible to be like our grandson was that day. Spiritually, you have everything except Jesus. The danger of that deadly deficit is what God addresses in our word for today from the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 13:5. The sobering truth is that these words were and are written to church folks, the folks involved in a lot of Christian things, maybe like you. Here's God's challenge. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. See, apparently you can be into Jesus, but not have Jesus in you. God says here that the deciding factor as to whether or not you belong to him is whether or not, quote, Christ Jesus is in you. Now, he's in you only if there's been a time when you have personally flung open the door of your heart and welcomed him in as your personal savior from your personal sin. If you don't know you've done that, you probably haven't. It's like getting married. You know if you made that commitment or not, but you can miss the fact that you've missed Jesus when you've got everything else. You've got a Christian vocabulary, Christian beliefs, a Christian image, Christian fellowship, maybe a Christian environment or a Christian family, but maybe there's never been that deciding transaction with Christ, that deeply personal moment when you talk to him and give yourself to him with all the faith you've got. So as God looks at all you've got spiritually, is he asking, but where's Jesus? If you've consciously begun your relationship with Jesus Christ, he's in your life right now. He's clearly said, if you open the door, I will come in. It is settled. But if you've never really given yourself to Jesus, and I know it's hard to admit it to yourself, but it's deadly not to. And be grateful God has given you another opportunity. He's given you this opportunity, this Christmas season, to take the step that will finally, really bring Jesus into your life, because someday will be your last opportunity. Would you tell him right now that you want to know him for real, not just know about him? Let today be the day you really begin with him, not just have some beliefs about him, but you belong to him. It's time for you to tell him that's what you want, to admit to him. You realize there's never been a time when you've really given yourself to him, but this is the day you open your heart, finally, to the man who died for you, who came to this earth to die to pay for your sin. He's alive because of Resurrection Day, that first Easter, and he's available to you right now, my friend. He came that first Christmas, and now he's come where you are to come into your life. Are you ready to tell him finally, Jesus, I'm yours? I'd love to help you get started with him. It'd be a great joy of my life to help you do that. Would you join me at anewstory.com? That's our website, anewstory.com. And let's get this settled. Today, in this Christmas season, please make sure that Jesus is in your heart.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.